Joining us for today's public information briefing, I'm Frederick County Executive Jan Gardner. Today, I'm announcing a new initiative to help support our economy and our families during these unprecedented times. Over the past 5 months, COVID-19 has impacted our daily lives. It's changed how we work, how we live, and how we play. In mid-March, at the beginning of the pandemic, Governor Hogan shut down all of the non-essential businesses in the state. And that had the goal of flattening the curve and reducing the spread of the virus. And I will say it did do that. Schools were closed, have remained closed, and many people stayed at home. Essential workers, however, continued on the job, making sure that all of us could have food, groceries, pharmacy supplies, health care, and other essential public services. At that time, again, I'm referring to back in March, child care centers and family-based daycare had their operating capacities cut back and limited drastically. Child care providers could have no more than 10 individuals in a room, including both the children and the staff. The few spaces that remained were reserved for children of essential employees, people who worked in health care, maybe worked at our hospital, people who worked in emergency services or were first responders, people worked in our grocery stores and our other essential businesses that remained open. As more businesses and more activities were phased in and reopened, often with capacity limitations, in fact, I would say almost everything has a capacity limitation, that was also true for our child care providers. With lower capacity limits and enrollments, many child care providers across the county and the state have not been able to stay open. As of last week, about 30% of Frederick County's licensed providers were effectively closed and not offering services. Some may permanently close, while others are developing plans so that they can reopen safely. And some of the 72% of the child care providers that have reopened have had to reduce their staff because they have fewer children who are allowed to enroll, and all of them are trying to figure out how to be financially sustainable. Particularly impacted are our family child care providers. Those are the people who provide child care out of their homes. So as of December of 2019, we had 316 family child care providers in the county, and today we have 241. With fewer providers open and limited space in those centers that are open because of a variety of state health restrictions, there is a shortage of child care options that has been created. As more parents are heading back to the workplace or in some instances continuing to work at home but need child care to do so, the problem has really been a challenge for people. And it may be made worse when the school year starts in just a few weeks. Frederick County Public Schools plans to open virtually on August 31st and to remain that way for at least the first half of the school year. This means that children who typically would be at school will instead need someone to take care of them and oversee their activities during the workday. Under Maryland law, a child must be at least 8 years old to be left unattended at home. Some parents may actually be forced to quit their jobs in order to take care of their children. And of course, on top of that is the need to assist your children with their virtual education. Child care is key to bringing the economy back. If our economy is to thrive, it's essential that we have adequate, quality child care. The closure of child care facilities creates challenges for our families and their children, and it harms our economic recovery. Now, I always say this, but it's always about people. Children need to have a comforting and secure place and be surrounded by people who care for them, people they know and trust. Parents need to go to work knowing that their children are in a safe and nurturing environment. And child care providers need to keep their employees safe and need to be able to certainly operate in a financially sustainable manner. So I've been very proud as Frederick County government and working with many others in our community, including our nonprofit partners, our private funders and philanthropists, and other individuals who've risen to the challenge to take care of people in our community and to help revive our local economy. So let's face it, having a job is fundamental to having a high quality of life. It really is fundamental to almost everything else that we are able to do. So I've been pleased as county executive and as Frederick County government to have taken numerous steps already to help people in our community and to jumpstart our local economy. In partnership with the City of Frederick, we have set aside $3 million for special rental assistance program through the Religious Coalition for Emergency Human Needs to help residents who have fallen behind on their rent due to the impact of COVID and their ability to work. The program is designed to keep people in their homes and to subsequently help landlords who have also been struggling from a lack of income. We also awarded about $5 million in grants through our Jumpstart program to our small and micro businesses in Frederick County, as well as to some of our full-time farmers. And the business grants were directed to operations that had commercial space, which meant that many of our home-based daycare providers and many of our childcare centers were not eligible for those grants. In addition to having their revenues reduced through limitations to capacity, child care providers face increased costs in order to meet strict public health regulations. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has a long list of things that providers need to do to operate safely. They are required to clean, sanitize, and disinfect every surface and object that is touched frequently. This means disinfecting every doorknob, light switch, sink handle, napping pad, chair, and every piece of playground equipment. Imagine sanitizing every single toy after a child touches it. There are also requirements to screen children, parents, and staff before they can enter the center. We know these steps are necessary to help avoid an outbreak of the virus, but we also know that these steps are expensive to implement, and they are expensive that most daycares had not anticipated. And I will say, I've had one at-home provider say, you know, after I have children for 10 or 12 hours a day, and then I have to spend the next 2 or 3 hours cleaning everything, it really is a significant burden. Between unexpected expenses and lower revenues, providers are in a tough place at a time when our community really needs them more than ever. And that's why over the past several weeks, the county has been developing a plan to help child care providers. And we've partnered with Child Care Choices, which is an arm of the nonprofit Mental Health Association of Frederick County. Now, Child Care Choices offers training and resources to our child care providers in our community and is a member of the Maryland Child Care Resource Network. The program also offers a free referral service for parents who are trying to find a licensed child care provider. Because Child Care Choices has relationships with all of the licensed providers in Frederick County, and they monitor child care regulations issued by the State Department of Education, they are an ideal partner as Frederick County government looks for a best way to support this industry. So today, I'm pleased to announce that in partnership with Child Care Choices, we will be distributing almost $2 million, between $1.8 and $1.9 million in federal coronavirus relief funds to benefit licensed family child care providers and child care centers throughout Frederick County. Grants will be awarded to help defray the costs associated with enhanced cleaning and sanitation. Eligible family child care providers could receive a $4,100 grant. Centers with up to 59 children could receive a $5,100 grant. And the larger centers, those with 60 or more children, can receive $6,800. Grant funds are to be used to cover expenses related to COVID-19 and specifically with a focus on the cleaning and disinfection expenses. So now I'd like to ask Patty Morrison, who is the program director for Child Care Choices, who really knows what's happening out there in the child care industry in our community, to tell us more about the challenges our child care providers have faced and how they may be different for a home-based provider versus some of the larger child care centers. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Patty.
Good morning. I want to thank C.E. Gardner and the various county departments with whom I have worked over the past 3 weeks to accomplish an extraordinary amount of work in such a short time. It was amazing to me to see up close how efficiently IT, Finance, and the Office of Economic Development worked together with C.E. Gardner's office and Child Care Choices to create this plan to support child care programs in Frederick County. Child care providers are essential personnel, as child care is critical to our reopening economy. This pandemic has had a devastating impact on their businesses, which already operate on razor-thin profit margins. Child care programs ceased normal operations in March and had 24 hours to complete an application to operate as child care for essential personnel only. Programs that opted to do this submitted invoices to the Maryland State Department of Education, as that agency would pay childcare for essential personnel. Unfortunately, it took 5 weeks for programs to receive payment, and this further impacted their operations. Several programs closed permanently. The situation has since stabilized somewhat, but programs still face challenges. Center-based programs operate with as few as 15 children, with up to over 100. Capacity is the biggest issue here, as due to the governor's order, each licensed room may now have up to 15 people. Earlier it was 10, we've gone up to 15, but that does also include staff. Overall, this has significantly reduced capacity, which in turn affects their bottom line. The owners of One Center Group, which operates 3 sites in Frederick County, recently told us that they were able to pay rent and payroll, but covering supplies and utilities were actually coming out of their pocket. They thought that they might be able to manage this only until about mid-September, and then they would have to make some hard decisions about remaining open. Another center-based company had 3 locations and chose to close one of them when their lease came up for renewal in order to conserve resources. In addition, while childcare programs have always had strict cleanliness standards, they now have additional cleaning responsibilities, which has increased their cost, with one program telling us they were spending up to $1,600 a month for daily cleaning, which didn't even include additional cleaning needed when there was a case of COVID exposure. Family child care programs are licensed to operate with a maximum of 8 children, with only a small number of large family child care homes licensed for up to 12. While some of these programs are back to their full capacity, most are not, as families also struggle with the effects of this pandemic, whether due to job loss or health concerns. One family provider who remained open saw her income decrease by 30% as of June, and the trend was continuing downward. Another provider told us that she can't afford to have a cleaning crew come in as she has lost so much of her income. She spends an additional 15 hours a week cleaning, and that's above her regular operating hours and the regular cleaning that she had done. These grants to child care programs in Frederick County will allow providers some relief with these increased cleaning responsibilities so that they can really focus their attention on the social-emotional well-being of our children. Child Care's Choices staff will be available to assist you with any questions that you may have today or tomorrow, or with the application itself once it goes live. I want to thank C.E. Gardner for her financial support to child care programs, her recognition of their challenges, and her understanding of how critical childcare is to Frederick's economy.
Thank you very much, Patty, for sharing that information. Really, your assistance in this has been invaluable. We would not have been able to do this program without getting all the details and all the information from you, and we really appreciate your help and support in making this work to all the people that you normally work with. You've really helped us to identify the providers and the centers that are eligible for the financial assistance. Now, I do want to say, to be eligible, programs must be licensed. They have to be in good standing with the State Department of Education. They must certify that they are currently open or that they will be open by August 31st, when the new school year starts. And they must remain open for at least 4 months after they receive the funding. Eligible providers will receive an email from Child Care Choices to inform them of their eligibility and assist them with the application process. An online portal has been created for providers to apply, and the portal will be open at 8 a.m. on Monday, August 17th, and it will close at 5 p.m. on Monday, August 24th. So that is a one-week period. It's actually 8 days, so it's important that providers apply during that time frame. If you are a licensed child care provider with questions about the grant program, you can contact Patty, and we put her, we do have her email up there. It's pmorrison@fcmha.org. So that's P. Morrison. So that's Patty Morrison at Frederick County Mental Health Association.org. The address, again, is there, and certainly will help you with that. You can also go to childcarechoices.info if you would like some information. It has truly been a team effort, as Patty mentioned. The staff in the county's Office of Economic Development, the staff in our Division of Finance, who has really been incredible with all of the types of grants and funding supports that we've done and all the audit work that we need to make sure is in good place. And the Division of Interagency Information Technologies, who puts together these programs so that people can apply online. And they've all spent long hours working on the details of the application and making sure that it will all work and be ready for next week. I especially want to thank Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Monica Bearden for her efforts in this project. It's really consumed a lot of her time over the past several weeks. And I will say, childcare is not something Frederick County government normally provides. And so we're really trying to do what's needed at this time in our community. We know that having childcare is really important for our parents and family in our community, and it's really essential to them so that they can go to work, and it's important for our economy to be able to thrive. We hope these grants will take some of the financial stress off our providers so they can remain open and provide a much-needed service in our community. So, you know, Frederick County's great. We always work together. We make sure that we do what needs to get done to make life better for people in Frederick County. I do want to take a moment before I close to just say that I recognize the stress and anxiety that's out there in our community. I hear from people all the time. I know people are worried about their jobs. They're worried about health care. They're worried about their children's education. There's a lot of things to worry about. Older people are worried about isolation, and our healthcare workers and our first responders and other frontline employees are really concerned about their exposure to the virus. And people are getting weary, and I understand this, and we are in this for a while. So I just want to remind people to be patient, to be kind to each other, and to just do your best. We're all trying to do our best to make sure our children are educated, to make sure that people stay safe, and we are trying to be here to support everyone in our community. So take care of yourself so you can take care of others around you. So thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope this will make a difference to our child care providers in Frederick County. Thank you for joining us.